Welcome in, Longhorns fans, to another season of live George Ranch High School Baseball on GRHS iRadio. Coach Greg Kubza has put together another highly competitive team that has one mission in mind. That's making the 172-mile trip to Del Diamond in Round Rock and bringing the first 6A State Baseball Championship back to the ranch. George Ranch High School Baseball is brought to you live by the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, Camp Logan Cement Works, the Fort Bend Herald, Stuart Rimes DDS, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, and Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Now, let's go out to the diamond and join Chris Elliott and the GRHS iRadio broadcast team for Longhorns Baseball.
And thank you. A beautiful evening for baseball.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch.
To play game two, if you're the Horns, game four of the day. A busy day here at the ranch as the LCISD baseball tournament is underway day one. As tonight's nightcap will feature the Cougars from Tomball High School. They took care of business in emphatic style, 10-0. Over the Crusaders from Straight Jesuit. Hello, everybody, and good evening. My name is Chris Elliott, and thank you again to Mickey Fisher and, as always, Tom Tarando. As we got ourselves a good ball game here, two good teams within recent years, a good history of making deep playoff runs, both of them, in fact, meeting each other in a number of those playoff runs. So we look for both teams won. I beg your pardon, George Ranch took care of business very early, taking out the Sandcrabs 12-1. In the opener, 11:30, a little morning baseball here on a Thursday, I believe it is. My week's been crazy, folks. I don't know about yours, but I think it is Thursday all day long. Again, the nightcap, George Ranch facing the Cougars from Tomball. And the managers have made their way to the dish and will exchange lineups and pleasantries, etc. Wind is blowing in. The other night, we do have to extend an apology to you folks as we cut off the bottom of the top of the six, rather, a little bit abruptly. But the outcome was pretty much not in doubt. 9-5 the final. The Horns come in. I believe it was Hamburg came and got those last three outs the other night. Last one out, I beg your pardon. Yeah, last one out. We're lobbying for a save there, and we didn't get the call there. So let's set the lineup for you for the Tomball Cougars. That's Coach Doug Rush, and they will lead off with catcher Scott Herman. Batting second, playing center is Kaysen Handel. Shortstop Eric Oakes bats third. Cleanup tonight, big first baseman Chance Miller. In the five-hole, left fielder Brandon Marshall and Christian McCoy at third, bat six. Tanner Lund, the designated hitter tonight, is in the seven-hole, and second baseman Cody Ryan bats eight. And rounding out Coach Doug Rush's Cougar lineup is right fielder wearing number nine, that's Jack Carney. They will have, you know, I don't know who's on the hill for them. I beg your pardon. That's going to be number 21, Zach Guy. Zach Guy is on the hill. So a true DH tonight, if you will, big league style, as the DH batting for the man on the hill. And on the hill for the Horns tonight is senior Cole McMillan, committed to the Cougs. And the big lefty will face off against this Cougar lineup. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to bring you some 6A baseball right here on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952 continued as an industry leader for decades and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club platinum-level business sponsors.
This month only at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Hundreds of Hondas have all been marked with our lowest prices. Lease the cutting-edge 2018 Honda Accord Sedan CVT LX, $239 a month. That's only $8 a day. Or the new 2017 Honda Pilot LX two-wheel drive SUV, $299 a month for $10 a day. Both for 36 months. Plus, every used vehicle comes with the Gilman Promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. GilmanHondaFortBend.com. No security deposit, $14.99 due at signing plus TT&L.
And back with you from the ranch as we are getting set for baseball. The Longhorns have made their way onto the diamond.
Ladies and gentlemen, please as rise.
We
gentlemen,
will bring you
for the playing
glory
of our national anthem.
Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem.
Boy, that ball will have a hard time getting out here today. You know, the wind is just the opposite of the night.
As always,
Tom Ball win the day?
Yes, sir. Tom Ball did win. They won 10-0 versus Drake.
Yeah,
they beat Drake.
So interactive ball game here as we are engaging the fans here as we're on the air, which is lovely. I got no problem with that. McMillan on the hill. I failed to tell you that it is Fisher behind the plate. Fisher Byers around the infield for Coach Kubza. Abraham at third. Zach Turner at his pretty normal spot at short. Finnegan the same at second. Nathan Hamburg over at first for the nightcap here. Outfield around left to right. Cannon to serve in left. Jacob Wilson, his normal spot in center. And Brandon Brandino Kostelnik is in right. And we are about set for baseball. The horns come out in the white pinstripes, the maroon sleeves, and we can see their numbers as plain as day, which is quite a treat. Quite a treat. I don't have to yell down at everybody on the other end that may or may not have binoculars. It'll be Herman Handel and Oaks here in the top of one. Both teams won their games earlier and look to go perfect on day one of the LCISB 6A, I believe it's 6A tournament. Maybe not. It's a mixed bag down there. St. Thomas, are they 6A? Tomorrow's games, George Ranch again in the early game. They've got Dulles at 11:30. And then again the nightcap against the other ranch in the area, Cinco Ranch. And right before that game, Wes Fulce and Sweeney will be playing Cinco Ranch. So I'll be here for that one and support the Fulce family whenever you can. McMillan, left-hander over the top, as much as you can be, I guess, for a lefty. Ten nothing Drake falls to Tomball earlier, and it was 12-1 Longhorns versus the Sandcrabs from Calhoun, Port Lavaca. Nice spot down there. A couple good fishing spots not far from there.
Leading off for Tomball High School, number 26, the catcher, Scott Herman.
Not too often you see a catcher leading off, but we see it right here. Lefty Scott Herman steps in on, and he's first pitch swinging, comes up empty. Is good movement on that high fastball from Cole. And he motions Fisher to come take a stroll out. And one pitch in, we want to make sure we're all on the same page. Yeah, and everyone returning to their spots. And an 0-1 is on the way. A little bit low.
Well, you may be right. I don't
know if they come down. Ball and a strike. We were going to get you a starting time, and we missed it. 6:56, the official start time is the 1-1 again, dips low, 1-2. Wind is blowing in off left field. We're 325 to each foul pole and 400 to dead center. And McMillan, the 1-2, breaking ball misses wide. Even things at 2-2 as Herman looks to get something started here, top of one. And the 2-2 on the way. A little bit low, and that'll fill it. Good job on these Herman, or rather these McMillan pitches. They've all been pretty close, and Herman's laid off. And we'll see if he can lay off a close one at 3-2 here. As McMillan rocks and fires, and that's a little up. So, first batter in, we may have a small zone. As McMillan threw some good pitches, missing low and high.
Next batter.
And that'll bring in two hitters, center fielder Cason Handel. The walk's as good as a hit for the Cougars as leadoff man is on with two-hitter Handel in. We'll see if Coach Rush is going to do something early, get his guy in scoring position for his 3-4 batters. And sure enough, squares around, ball goes over Byers' glove straight back to the fence. So easy advance on what will presumably be a wild pitch. And without even putting the bat on the ball, we've got a runner in scoring position here, top of one. And Dell straightaway stands, right-handed batter. Waves the bat. Finnegan returns back to his spot. And that's through there for a strike. Ball on a strike now on center fielder Cason Handel. Road grays with the red trim and the red numbers for the Cougars. Early square for Handel, pulls it back and lays off a wide one. Count now 2-1. Oh, I was working on a weather for you, and here we are.
telling me clear skies. Saying 9 miles an hour on the wind. Feels a little more than that. It is blowing in. So if your pitcher pound the zone and the 2-1 is in the zone and fouled away up over our right shoulder. Strike out the pitcher's best friend here. You're getting a pretty simple move all the way in there in scoring position with nobody out. And he'll erase all that with a quick K here. McMillan to the belt, peeks out at the runner, brings it in. Ball's hammered into the left center. Wilson on the run. Looks like he's going to get there, and he does. Good running catch by Wilson. And a good strong throw gets over Turner, cutting it off. But good job by Abraham to move into the infield and stop that ball from going anywhere. Good running catch by center fielder Jacob Wilson.
Next batter, number
Herman
four.
Moving to third on the sack
Eric
fly.
Oaks.
And three hitter shortstop Eric Oaks stands in. He's got a man at third and less than two outs. And high gas from McMillan. Oaks able to lay off. Always good to draw first blood, and the Cougars are trying to do just that right here. McMillan has other ideas. And the 1-0 to Oaks is good off-speed pitch. McMillan pulls the string and swing and miss from Oaks. Yeah, maybe I'll say that it is around 9 miles per hour. They're a little ahead of me because the wind has kind of laid down a bit. And the 1-1 on the way, breaking ball, catches the inside corner. Good pitch from McMillan. Not much Oaks is going to do with that one. And quickly ahead is McMillan. Again, strikeout is really his best friend here. As you will strand that runner here in this sequence. And the 1-2. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss. Two beauties back-to-back from McMillan. Really three. Gets his first strikeout of the night and at a great time. And two away, man at third. Now in comes cleanup hitter Chance Miller.
Next batter for the Cougars, number 22, first baseman Chance Miller.
What do you think?
Another righty in here to face McMillan. Straightaway stance for Miller. And very deliberate here. Miller gets time. And everybody's back in there. McMillan to the belt and kicks and fires. And a little two-seam action moving away from Miller.
No, we're fine.
Good velocity there from McMillan. McMillan rocks in the 1-0. Miller lays off. As Cole was looking to get him reaching. Degrees and little breeze. Great night for baseball. Get on out here if you're in the area. And we do appreciate everybody tuning in. Game four of a quadruple header here. McMillan kicks the 2-0 on the way. Again, looking for that inside corner. This time it moves off and a little bit low, and Miller lays off. Miller in the cleanup spot for a reason here, down 3-0. Couple bases open if you needed them for Cole. We'll see if he tries to get Miller to reach a bit. And the 3-0 is right down there. And Miller also not sure of the strike zone, as it appeared from this vantage point to be a strike all the way. And he started trotting about two steps towards first. Man on third, two away. The 3-1 to Miller. Man, that misses away. So he came in there on the 3-0 and then really was up and away. Pretty easy pitch to lay off. And Miller looked to be trying to work a walk to begin with. And that'll bring in lefty-on-lefty matchup here. Left fielder Brandon Marshall.
Left fielder Brandon Marshall.
And also, you have that knowledge, a little advanced notice of the lineup. You'll know who's coming up next in lefty-on-lefty action. And maybe with some jewelry stuff. Again, this is the fourth of a four-game tournament day here at George Ranch, the ranch. Tomorrow, another full slate of games. Horns play at 11:30. There will be no broadcast of that. We will bring you the Cinco Ranch, George Ranch game scheduled for 7 p.m. tomorrow night, pregame at 6:45. So what better to do than tune in on a Friday night and a little mid-February Friday night lights. But I beg your pardon. See, I told you things are crazy at work. This is 2-1 March. Runners at the corners, two away. Two walks in the inning. And McMillan still has a chance to get out of the inning, and that he will, as an infield pop is squeezed right about 3 feet right of third base by Ty Abraham. We've played in a half inning. They strand a couple on a couple walks. Second inning coming right here.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients. At Stuart Rhyme's office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Stuart Rhyme's and his staff. Stuart Rhymes, DDS and MS, 15958 City Walk, Suite 230 in Sugarland Town Square. Phone number 281-313-1565 or visit them on the web at rimesdds.com.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
And back with you from the ranch, bottom of one. McMillan allows a little bit of traffic, but gets off the hook. Good, well-timed strikeout and gets
leading
the
off
five
for
out
the
on an infield pop-up.
Number 7.
And the Horns
right
come in the bat. They'll face Zach Guy. Big right-hander. And around the infield for Coach Rush, battery mate is Herman. Infield left to right. McCoy at third. Eric Oaks at short. Cody Ryan at second, and Chance Miller at first. Outfield left to right, Brandon Marshall in left, Kaysen Handel in center as Guy throws strike one on the first pitch to Kostelnik, and right fielder for Coach Rush is Jack Carney, the nine hitter. The 0-1 breaking ball is up and out, evens the ball. Count at a ball and a strike. It'll be Kostelnik, Finnegan, and Moo here. Bottom of one. And Guy, the 1-1. And that fastball just missing the outside corner.
go, Dino.
Leadoff hitter Herman got things started for Coach Rush. And then Brandino Kostelnik, he looks at a 2-1. That's now 3-1 as Herman was able to work a walk. And we'll see if Kostelnik can return the favor. The 3-1. That's an off-speed pitch that missed. And that is a leadoff walk.
Next batter for George Ranch, number 5, second baseman, Ryan Finnegan.
Bat second, plays second. That's a stereotypical type of player, and a guy that can handle the bat in two hole if he needs to, go the other way, bunt the ball, what have you. And medium lead for Kostelnik as Guy pours strike one right on the inner half to Finnegan. Still looking for our first hit of the night for either team. Seven batters in. And Finnegan's going to bunt as he hung it up a little bit, if you will. It almost caught in the air by Guy, but he takes a one hopper. And that's a sack bunt as Kostelnik moves up to second. And that'll bring in senior left-hander Joseph Menifee.
Now batting, number 28, the DH, Joseph Menifee.
So right on cue, Finnegan, utility-type player. Again, bat second, play second, and gets a sack bunt. As that's just another day at the office. And that'll bring in Moo. I know he went yard in the game against Elkins. In the game one of the SBISD series, he insides that one in the hole. Kostelnik around third. They're going to send him. Throw to the plate is offline, and it's 1-0 Longhorns. Good job by Coach Kubza to send him as the left fielder made a good play and charged it and got rid of it in a hurry. His throw went up the line towards first base, and that's an RBI single for Menifee right here in the bottom of the first inning. He does hang on.
Now batting for the Longhorns, number 23.
Unable to move up on the throw.
Abraham.
And that'll bring in fellow senior Ty Abraham. And missing with the first pitch is Guy. And Abraham is going to loft one. Is going to get down for a single. That is the third time this season I've seen that, where Moo gets a single and then Abraham gets a single right after him. And the first two times the fate wasn't great as they stranded him. We'll see if things are different here tonight as the Horns bats have looked aggressive.
Next
here
batter,
in the bottom of one,
number 14,
if nothing else.
Pitcher Cole McMillan.
And again, they do have a early 1-0 lead and do draw first blood.
He did, but didn't get a hit.
That'll bring in McMillan. Mound opponents facing each other. And off-speed pitch from Guy dips low, ball one. Guy peeks out at second on Menifee, not much doing. A little two-seam action, catches outside corner. It may have been similar to what Menifee saw, and he just served it right between short and third for that RBI single. I've seen him do that a couple of times. And McMillan swings and misses. Off-speed pitch. Slow, slow, and slower. And another one is in there as McMillan is going to go down looking. And that's out number two here in the bottom of the first. That'll bring in Turner. Zach Turner, shortstop. The right-hander will step in with two away.
Number eight, the shortstop.
Two on.
Zach Turner.
And we got to tell you all about the boots and bling. We'll get that to you a couple times here tonight. Make sure you got all the info. Love to see you out there. First pitch from Guy to Turner is a slow breaker that moves wide outside to the right-hander. Two on, two away. Slightly open stance for Turner. And he looks to offer at it and holds up and gets the call, does Guy, as it does catch the outside corner. Evens the count, had a ball and a strike. Bottom of one, 1-0, George Ranch. And this time the Guy breaking ball again drifting wide. The surf on deck, he'd love to make a plate appearance here. 2-1 is in there for a strike. A Guy going heavy off-speed, heavy breaking pitches here towards the latter part of this first frame. 2-2, two on, two away, swing and a miss as Turner goes down striking. So Guy rebounds, striking out McMillan and Turner to end the inning. But the Horns get a run on two hits. They strand two after one from the Ranch. 1-0.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugarland and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com. That's Harrell and Johnson Dentistry.
At the top of two, we move. McMillan's and the offense has him with a early 1-0 lead.
For the Cougars in the top of the second. Number 16, third baseman, Kristen McCoy.
That'll bring in McCoy. In the sixth hole tonight, playing third, right-handed batter, slightly open stance. McMillan's first pitch. He's missed that a few times. You can see he's not happy with something on that pitch as it's up and away. To the righty. And the 1-0. Swung on and missed. Good pitch there as he brought it down. The same type of movement, though. It's got good velocity and movement. And McCoy was looking to thump one. Came up empty. Colt to the wine. Good breaking ball. Dips low. Not sure how you laid off. That got a bunch of the plate.
Low curveball.
Really nice pitch. McCoy looks at a 2-1, swings and misses. So that two-seamer with working away from the righty. It's got good velocity and movement. McMillan, the 2-2, breaking ball. Rather, that's a fastball right down the middle. And McCoy was looking for something else, and that's a strikeout to lead things off here in the top of two. Folks, don't forget, George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club invites you to attend Boots and Bling 2018, Saturday, April 14th, 7 p.m. at the Fort Bend County Fairgrounds. Ticket includes dinner, beer, wine, entertainment by Molly and the Ringwalds. You got to get there, folks. It's a great event. That's Saturday, April 14th. There's early bird prices that are available to April 7th, I believe. That's $35. Then they go up from there. GRHSABC.com is where you find them. Or if you want to inquire about sponsorship or donation opportunities, as the 1-0 is in there for a strike. And I didn't mention it's designated hitter Tanner Lund coming in to hit. But if you're interested in fundraising, sponsorship, donation information, I beg your pardon, email fundraising at GRHSABC.com. I'll be there. So make your own decision from there. It's a good pitch for McMillan. Is in there for a strike, and that'll move things to 1-2 on Lund. So from the sounds of it over here on the peanut gallery, they're not going because I'm going.
No, further complicate things. I'm going too.
Uh-oh. The fabulous Tommy Tarando is in there as the 1-2 misses low, kicks away. He's also going. So that may adjust my schedule. We joke with each other. Yes. 2-2 the count on Lund. One away here in the top of two. Oh, good two-seam action. Nearly catching that outside corner. Doesn't get the call. Tough pitch to lay off, as that was a close pitch with two strikes. And that fills it to Lund. Cole had two walks in the first. He does not get his first here in the second, as Lund goes down looking for strikeout number two for McMillan here in the top of two. His third of the night. And two down, bases empty.
Cougars, number 18, second baseman Cody Ryan.
That'll bring in Ryan. He's over at second tonight. Lefty on lefty. I believe it's the third or fourth lefty in the lineup here for Coach Rush. First offering from McMillan's a little low, as check swing from Ryan does not go around. If you're just joining us, George Ranch taking care of the Sand Crabs from Fort Lavaca, Calhoun. That scored 12-1 earlier, and two-seamer moves in and up on the lefty. And 2-0. 12-1 the final. That game was followed at 2 o'clock with these Tomball Cougars thumping Straight Jesuit 10-0. McMillan kicks and brings the 2-0. That stays low and a little bit out. So three straight wide ones for McMillan after two away. And Straight comes back right after the 10-0 defeat to Tomball, and they defeat Calhoun 2-1. Good pitch from McMillan, missing wide. And that's a four-pitch walk to Ryan.
Come on, Cole.
Now batting for Tomball High School, number 9, right fielder Jack Carney.
Carney batting 9th, wearing 9, playing position 9. And he was born on September 9th. That'd be fantastic. First pitch swinging is Carney, rather. And fouls it straight back to the screen. Nothing doing over there at first.
What time you gotta be at the
two down.
I'm gonna leave the house at 3.
I don't know his date of birth, folks. That was in jest. Wide open stance for him. Righty on lefty, rather.
No.
And kind of a show-me throw over from McMillan, as he lost one over to Hamburg at first.
Fourth night, I'll do it. Oh, okay. Cash Campbell? Yeah.
Very modest lead over there at first by Ryan. And McMillan, the 0-1, is hit into center. Wilson takes two steps in, and then he's going to move to his left. He's got a beat on it, and he's squeezed it for out number 3. Three up, three down for McMillan. An inning and a half in the books from the ranch. The Horns lead it 1-0.
this month only. At Gilman Honda Fort Bend, hundreds of Hondas have all been marked with our lowest prices. Lease the cutting-edge 2018 Honda Accord Sedan CVT LX, $239 a month. That's only $8 a day. Or the new 2017 Honda Pilot LX two-wheel drive SUV, $299 a month for $10 a day. Both for 36 months. Plus, every used vehicle comes with the Gilman Promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. GilmanHondaFortBend.com. No security deposit, $14.99 due at signing plus TT&L.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients. At Stuart Rhyme's office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Stuart Rhyme's and his staff. Stuart Rhyme's, DDS and MS, 15958 City Walk, Suite 230 in Sugarland Town Square. Phone number 281-313-1565 or visit them on the web at rimesdds.com.
Bottom of the second for George Ranch.
Bottom
number
of
three,
two,
left fielder,
bring it to serve.
Cannon to serve.
Cannon to serve, the left fielder. Left-hander steps in, slightly open stance, and Guy rocks when the first offering moves away and a little bit low to deserve ball one.
Deserve, like surfing on the beach. Or
yeah, deserve.
And the 1-0. That ball's up, a little bit out. 2-0. Play just like you're leading off the ball game here to surf here, trying to get some traffic going. And the 2-0 is through there, and DeServe swinging a little bit late, but gets a barrel on it, and it's going to go over the left field wall past the Longhorn bullpen for a long and a little bit loud strike one. And the 2-1 on the way, gets in on the hands. Foul tip straight back at me. That'll even things at 2-2. Guy, the 2-2 dips a little bit low. Good job by Cannon to lay off. And that'll fill it. Again, another job if you're a leadoff hitter is make the pitcher throw you pitches. And this will be number six here on the inning. And the payoff. And he'll make him keep working as the surf fouls it high and up over our left-hand side. Pitch number seven of the AB is on the way. That ball is going to be hit out in the center. And Handel is going to drift out into the gap in right center, but he's able to run under it and corral it for an out, for out number one. And that'll bring in first baseman Nathan Hamburg.
Next batter for George Ranch, number 22, first baseman Nathan Hamburg.
You hear coaches talk about productive ABs, and they come in all forms and fashions. And even though DeSerf didn't reach there here early in the contest, that was a seven-pitch at-bat. Traffic in the first inning, so see if we can get a pitch count on you for Guy. And he first pitch swing is Hamburg and comes up empty on a Guy breaking ball. That's pitch 27 with just one out into the second. And the 0-1 Hamburg swinging again. Got a good look at it. Fouls it back over our right shoulder. It'll be Wilson next. He caused a bunch of trouble back on Tuesday night. And spoiling a good pitch right there is Hamburg. Oh and two. Righty stands in there straightaway, stands the 0-2, swung on again, fouled away. As the horns are able to make contact here for the first time through the lineup, not missing a whole lot of bats, as you say, is Guy, but he's still got good movement, really hadn't squared anything up, an extra base type of power just yet. The 0-2 to Hamburg, swing and a miss. As again, it's slow, slow, and slower. And that's out number two.
Now batting for George Ranch, number one, center fielder Jacob Wilson.
Bringing center fielder Jacob Wilson, the junior. He got on two of the three times the other night and scored both times. And a guy breaking ball catches the upper part of the zone on the outside corner. 0-1 on Wilson as guy's moving quickly here. That one dips a little low and maybe outside as well. And the 1-1 from Guy's to the wind. And that breaking ball started at the front shoulder of Wilson and snapped right down the middle. Good pitch from Guy. And with two away, bases empty, he's looking to go sit down. 1-2. Swing and a miss. In the dirt, scooped by Herman. He'll throw down. And Miller, and everything is okay down there. Looked like May had a collision down there. Was not to be, and we've played two from the ranch. Still 1-0. The horns lead it.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis.
And as we move to the top of the third, we'll get back with the good folks at Harrell and Johnson between innings here. As again, we move to top of three, 1-0, horns on top. And ring top of the order, Scott Herman, the catcher, walked, moved up on a wild pitch, and later on a sack fly, they stranded him there at third, obviously. And we followed by Handel and Oaks, the top of Coach Doug Rush's lineup. Tomball Cougars make the trip.
Leading off for the
won their
Cougars
earlier ball game,
the top of the third.
10-0 streak.
Catcher Scott Herman.
Again, the horns took care of business in the morning opener versus Calhoun. 12-1 that final. And good pitch, just missing the outside corner. And McMillan rocks and fires inside out to third. Abraham, easy scoop, throws across to Hamburg for out number one. Good pitch by McMillan. Tied up Herman pretty good. As one quick out here in the third.
Next batter, center fielder, Kason Handel.
Handel thumped one pretty good out to left center. Wilson made a good running catch. Sack fly moved Herman to third. That's where he stayed. And the first pitch for McMillan is a pitch that is ball one. A little bit up. And slow breaking ball stays up. Ball two. Again, tomorrow's action. Dulles right here at the ranch versus George Ranch. And McMillan misses up again. And Dulles will play the following game versus West Falls and Sweeney. That's at 2. West Falls and Sweeney then play Cinco Ranch at 4:30. Good pitch for McMillan as he brings it down just a little and gets the 3-0 pitch right in there. And then the nightcap tomorrow night is Cinco Ranch versus George Ranch. Isn't Cinco Ranch the Cougars also? And the 3-1. Again, folks, I'm guessing that pitch is up because it's definitely over the plate. And those are a little bit up, and that's a five-pitch walk to center fielder Kason Handel. That's the fourth free pass issued by Cole.
Number four, Eric Oaks.
And his pitch count was 41 going into this inning. And that'll bring in shortstop Eric Oaks. Big strikeout for McMillan of Oaks in that first inning where a little bit of traffic out there. And swing and a miss. That time the two-seamer got down and into the zone, and Oaks unable to make contact. Cougars still looking for a hit on top of three here. Not much doing at first as a modest lead by Handel, and McMillan kicks and fires, and that's low.
Lindell. He's got that. They're talking about moving him. Has he been moved officially?
I think he's been reassigned.
Ball and a strike on Oaks.
I guess you got it.
Quick snap throw.
Though, don't you? I mean, you don't want
again, not much of a lead. Handel able to get back in there, but that was close, too close for comfort. The first base coach is within two steps of the bag there, so he's probably got his eyes on McMillan. Handel is. He's not even two steps, but he's going. That ball's hit down to right center. Kostelnik's going back. That's over his head, and that is the first hit of the game. That's going to be hit the base of the wall. That's going to score a run, and Oaks is going for a triple and gets away from Abraham. Great job by DeSerf to back that up. As Abraham tried to make a sweep tag, and he came up empty, and DeSerf, right, Johnny on the spot right there. Oaks may have tried to come around with a little league inside the Parker, if you will. It's an RBI triple, and we're tied at one here. Ball started towards right center, a little bit to Kostelnik's right, and that wind is blowing towards the right field corner. And that ball kept carrying and ended up landing just short of the base of the wall out there. And just like that, we are tied at one. And that first pitch is in there for a strike. Again, the strikeout, probably what you're looking for. It's Chance Miller in there, and the breaking ball in the dirt and in on Miller. Good job by Byers. It does kick away, but not far enough. Oaks ties things up. The Texas State commit, one out, RBI triple. First hit of the ball game for the Cougs. And he He's looking to score the go-ahead run here if Miller, who squares to bunt. Now he's going to pull back infield in. Check swing.
Come on, call it.
And I don't know if he called that a swing or not. And okay, yeah, they do call that a strike. So good pitch from McMillan. The infield all the way in on the grass. Everybody's in. As Miller squared to bunt early, now it's 1-2 the pitch. McMillan, breaking ball in there for a strike. And again, a very well-timed K from senior Cole McMillan. And there are two away. That'll next batter, bring in left fielder 14, Brandon
left
Marshall.
Fielder, Brandon Marshall.
He grounded to Abraham over at third to end the first, and he's in the same position as he was in the first inning. Third man on third, two away. I beg your pardon, there was a man on first and third with two away his first time through as McMillan misses away, ball one. Lefty on lefty. McMillan to the belt. Rocks and fires. Swing and a miss. Good pitch. I believe that had some two-seam action as it went in and a little bit down to the lefty, Marshall. Cole, the 1-1. Breaking ball is hit right back up the middle, and that's going to get through, and it's 2-1 Cougars. Good piece of hitting right there from Marshall as that pitch was got a little bit too much of the plate but had good movement. And that's a two-out RBI single right up the middle. Off the bat of left fielder Brandon Marshall.
Number 16, third baseman Christian McCoy.
As soon as it was hit, McMillan knew it had enough on it to get through. And with a man at third, no question he's going to trot home. That's run number two, snap throw. Very little. I don't know if you call that a lead. They can step back without even hardly moving. That's a step and then a wiggle. And the first pitch in there to McCoy is ball one, a little bit outside. And so now we can say he's got two steps off the bag. The 1-0 is good two-seamer, swung on and missed. Count even, a ball and a strike. The Cougars come back. They put a two spot up. Lazy throw over.
Not too bad, but it didn't look like those fields that we saw.
One out. Run producing triple off the bat of shortstop Eric Oaks. And after a really nice strikeout from McMillan, he gives up the hard hit ground ball single right up the middle. And there's another one, but Turner's played right there. He'll scoop it. Great defense as they had a little bit of the shift on. As shortstop Turner was about two steps to the left of the second base bag. If he wasn't, that would have been another hit. So they played a run on two hits. They strand a man after two and a half from the ranch. The Cougars flipped the script. They now lead it 2-1.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com. That's Harrell and Johnson Dentistry.
And I promise you we'd get back to the good folks at Harrell and Johnson Dentistry.
Leading off for George Ranch in the bottom of the third.
We will move to bottom of the third inning.
Brandon Kostelnik.
That'll bring in Dino. Kostelnik walked and scored the Horns run back in the first. And Guy comes in, and that's his 36th pitch of the ballgame.
Come on, hit or get hit.
One pitch into the bottom of three. Obviously, his third inning of work. And the 1-0 is on the way. Dino, chopper up the middle to the left of Oaks, and scoops and makes a good, strong throw and nips Kostelnik at the wire, who was making a bid for an infield hit. And he's retired for out number one.
Next batter for George Ranch, number five, second baseman Ryan Finnegan.
That'll bring in Finnegan. Sack bunt moved Kostelnik into scoring position. I believe on the next pitch it was Menifee with the RBI single. And the guy breaking ball, I believe that's a breaking ball. That's up and out. Ball one. And the 1-0 stays low. ...2-0 on Finnegan. Menifee and Abraham would follow. And the 2-0 swing and a miss. Good movement away from the righty on that pitch. It's hard to tell that may be a slider or cutter. The 2-1. Swan got a good piece of it, did Finnegan. He fouls it out of play. I'll even things up at 2-2. Wind blowing, still blowing straight in. I think we're probably up 10, 11, maybe 12 miles an hour now. And the 2-2 to Finnegan. That stays away. Low. And that will fill it. Horn struck first. Bottom of one. And in top of the third. As Finnegan hammers one to left. And that's going to drift foul. As he turned on an off-speed pitch from Zach Guy and just a little bit ahead of it. Again, that wind's blowing in, and he put a thump on it. A long and loud foul ball. And even though that's foul and no harm, pitchers do not forget that. And the payoff pitch is going to be hit to the right side, Miller to his right, and bang, bang at first. As Guy covers a little bit late, great job by Finnegan to get down there in a hurry. He is erased, on the 3-1 ground out. That'll bring in Menifee.
Next batter, the DH, number 28, Joseph Menifee.
And first pitch swing again is Menifee as he's slow to get out of the box. A two-hopper to Ryan at second. And that's a quick bottom of the third inning. And move. He'll be all right. We played three from the ranch. Cougars looking to take the nightcap here from the home team. They lead it 2-1.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at HarrellDentistry.com. That's Harrell and Johnson Dentistry. If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription...
And we move top of four. That'll bring in 7-8-9. That's Lund, Ryan, Carney. As McMillan will hang on to that one a little bit too long, misses low as he moves into his fourth inning of work. And the 1-0 is right down the middle for a strike. Just two hits for the Cougars. Two runs on two hits. And well off the plate inside. I believe McMillan has walked four batters. And he's also struck out four. And he's in a 2-1 count to designated hitter Lund, who struck out for out number two back in the second. And McMillan kicks and fires, and Lund fouls that 2-1 pitch up over, landing on the visitor bullpen. That'll even things at 2-2. McMillan breaking ball is up. Tough pitch, layoff. Guys, that was right down the middle. Just didn't quite get enough snap to get down into the zone. And that'll fill it. McMillan came into the inning with 57. This will be pitch number 63. And it was in and through there. And good job by Lund to spoil a good fastball. As he foul tips it right straight back to the screen. And another payoff pitch to Lund. And again, fouling it off to the right side. Got a good piece of that. Lund digs back in. The right-hander slightly open stance. And pitch number 8 of the AB stays up. And that's walk number 5 for McMillan. So far, just one of his walks have come around the score.
Next batter, number 18, second baseman,
that was back
Tony
in the third.
Orion.
And that walk preceded a three-bagger off the bat of Eric Oaks. And that is his second leadoff walk of the night as he let off Herman to start the ball game. Squaring early, tap to McMillan's right. He ranges over there and scoops low and is late. A beautifully well-placed bunt by second baseman Cody Ryan as he drag bunt the left-hander right at the second baseman. McMillan got off in a hurry. The ball got past him, and once he gets past the pitcher there, that's a tough deal. That's going to be a bunt infield single. Slightly redundant, yes, I know. That'll bring in nine-hitter Jack Carney. He flew to Wilson and center to end the second.
Next batter, first two batters reaching
in the nine hole. You got to think Carney's going to square to bunt. So Abraham, along with Hamburg, need to be on their toes here on the corners. Wide open stance by Carney, the righty. He squares early, and McMillan spins, steps off, and looks out at second. We're in the top of four. Been tough and tight here early in the ball game as Carney offers at it, and his bunt attempt is fouled away. Oh, and one, the count on Carney. Back in there. Runner at second, it's Lund. Ryan at first, beautiful drag bunt, and jabbing and fouling again is Carney. Quickly 0-2, so that may change things for Coach Rush. It doesn't always, though. Plenty of times you see him bunting with the two strikes. They like their chances still to get the ball in play. He's going to move two guys up more than likely and into scoring position for the top of the Cougar order. McMillan peeks out at second to the belt. The 0-2 foul away, and that's a strikeout. As that strikeout number five for McMillan is right on cue, Coach Rush sticks with it, and that pitch was up. And that's a tough one to bunt, and Carney goes down on strikes. Top of the order, catcher Scott Herman.
Next batter, two on. Leadoff hitter, catcher Scott Herman.
One away here. Again, a very well-timed K. Off the arm and hand of Cole McMillan. Last inning, he wasn't able to get away with it as a two-out RBI single. And that ball's hammered to right. Kostelnik on his horse, and that ball's gone. Lefty on lefty as Herman will touch them all with a three-run blast. What wind there is blowing out to right. And the ball got up in the air, and Kostelnik got to the fence in a hurry, and it just kept drifting out into the Richmond night, headed towards Royal Lakes back there.
Next batter.
It's now 5-1.
Cougars. Handel.
That's just the fourth hit of the night. And again, five runs have come across. And that'll bring in Handel. He's first pitch swinging and fouls it away.
He must have been a home run or something like that. And he wouldn't call me otherwise.
You're going to answer, aren't you?
Handel laid down a sack, or hit a sack fly to hit it well out to left center as the 0-1 misses. He did that back in the first. He walked and scored the Cougars' first run on the Oaks triple. And the 1-1 swung on and fouled away.
Don't get burned.
George Ranch is playing combo. Real good game. Huh?
And count 1-2, one away.
Where?
Walk, single, strikeout, dinger. three spot already up there here in the top of four as the Cougars leading 5-1 here at the ranch. McMillan kicks and fires. Breaking ball stays up. He's got good movement on it, just starting probably a little higher than he's looking for. And unable to catch the top part of the zone. 2-2 pitch upcoming on Handel. McMillan. And held on to that fastball a little bit too long. Inside, nearly catching Handel. And that'll fill it. Home run off the bat of leadoff hitter catcher Scott Herman. The big blast, at least early or middle part of this ball game. And the full count is going to be tapped up to Finnegan's right. Gets there in a hurry, throw across. Is safe. As a little bit of drama down there at first from the first base umpire as he waited a count or two to give us a safe signal. That's going to be an infield single. About a 12 hopper out there to Finnegan's right. He got there and grounded it kind of squared up instead of backhanded. It may have been the only chance.
Next batter, backhanded the shortstop, Eric Oakes.
Do a jump throw over there, and that'll bring in Oakes. He drove home run number one back in the third with a long triple also to right field. Got over Kostelnik. Again, that wind is blowing towards that right field corner. Actually, a little bit in, I should say. And the 1-0 runner going, swinging a miss, is hit and run on. It was a good breaking ball from McMillan, and Oakes unable to put it in play. Eric Oakes, shortstop, three hitter, committed to the Bobcats, Texas State. One on, one out. And the 1-1 pitch from McMillan as he's to the belt, peeks over at first. And a two seamer is swung on and fouled down near the visitor bullpen. And out of play, strike two. Count moves to 1-2. Infield pretty straight away on Oakes, as is the outfield. Wilson shaded him a little bit towards right center. McMillan kicks, and that breaking ball is going to be popped into the infield. And Turner, as you can see, that wind has shifted straight in. As Turner started in the outfield grass, came all the way into the infield grass, and squeezes it for out number two.
Next batter for Tomball High School, number 22, first baseman Chance Miller.
Cleanup spot comes up. First baseman Chance Miller walked and stranded in the first and struck out in the middle of the third rally. Thought McMillan might pinch off that rally there, and a great job of hitting by Brandon Marshall with two away. Picked up that run number two, and a beautiful, breaking ball from McMillan there to start Miller off 0-1. And Miller, two hopper to Turner's short high. He charged it, but grounded or fielded it rather. I'll get it right eventually on a short hop. Throws across to Hamburg for out number three, and that'll retire the side. They pick up three runs on the Herman long ball. It's now Tomball 5, the Longhorns 1.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com. Pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Bottom of four, the Horns look to mount a comeback as they jump out 1-0 in the first. And since then, or rather since the third inning, it's been all Cougars. They've come around with two in the third, a three
leading
spot
in the fourth. For the Longhorns in the bottom of the fourth, number 23, third baseman Ty Abraham.
I believe he and McMillan are committed to U of H. Here, actually called both his outings on the hill this year. One against Klein Collins wasn't his best, as he's first pitch swinging inside and out. One's a soft liner up over the Tomball dugout. And then the other night looked good against Travis. Good bounce back outing as the Horns end up taking that with a final score of 9-5. As the 0-1 off speed pitch from Guy dips low, ball and a strike. McMillan with 84 pitches through four innings. As we will undoubtedly see some Longhorns bullpen action, as the 1-1 to Abraham is fouled away. Guy came into the inning with 47. I beg your pardon. He came in with 44 and has 47. And the 1-2 from Guy to Abraham and moves away. Even sings at 2-2.
Young man, where have you been?
Where have you been, my man?
I haven't seen you. I thought you left the country.
Man, I tell you what, you're the only thing I'm missing.
And the 2-2 tapped out in front of home plate. Guy's going to field it and throw across. And good stretch over there at first by Miller. And that retires Abraham without number one.
Next batter for George Ranch, number 14, the pitcher, Cole McMillan.
That'll bring in McMillan to face his mound opponent with one away and the bases empty, trailing at 5-1. Yeah, I think he's going to maybe go out there for one more inning of work, and he may get moved over to first and keep his bat in the lineup as his first pitch swing comes up empty. Been mostly breaking balls. Even the fastball from Guy looks more like a slider. And then he snaps that one in there, 0-2 on McMillan. McMillan struck out looking for out number two in the first. And the 0-2, that's away. Close pitch, again 0-2. And considering you've also already struck out looking, that's a very tough pitch to take. And now McMillan will step out. And the 1-2 on the way. And that just missing. The 0-2 had more of a riding action, a straight four-seamer, maybe a little bit of two-seam action. That one was a breaking ball. Looked like it come back and caught the corner. Must have stayed up. And mound opponents face each other here. The 2-2 is swung on. And good hack by McMillan there. Got the barrel on it. And fouls it up high and over the left side. One in the first for the Horns, and that's been it. Two hits in the first, and that was it. And the 2-2 pitch with one away is swung on again. Good hack by McMillan. A little bit tardy fouling it out way high up over the left side. And the 2-2 to McMillan. That one stays high. It's a good AB for Cole as he's making the guy work. As he's up in the mid-50 range here. And the payoff pitch is swung on and missed as Guy pulls the string big time there. And that's strikeout for out number two here in the bottom of the fourth.
Now batting for the Longhorns, number 8, shortstop, Zach Turner.
That's strikeout number 5 for Guy. He's allowed just the one run on 2 Longhorn hits. It was an earned run. And he's walked just one. Shortstop, Zach Turner, he's trying to bunt his way on. And he fouls it right there at the plate. He flew to center to lead off the second. Now, we need to give you an updated wind report because it's freshening. And the 0-1 to Turner. That one moves away from the righty. Ball one. Now, it says we're only at 12. Maybe they're getting some gusts. Yeah, we're getting some gusts up to 13. The wind is straight out of the north. Count 2-1 on Turner, 2 down. Bags are empty in the bottom of the fourth. And swung on, he got a good piece of a good hook from Guy. And then misses the return throw from Herman. The ball kicks out towards Oaks at short. Sure, they'll have fun with that one in the dugout between innings. That'll be a 2-2 count on Turner. I beg your pardon. Turner struck out to end the first. I beg your pardon. And the 2-2 misses. I told you he flew to center to lead off the second, and that's the on-deck hitter, Canada Surf. And we've seen a number of deep counts here in the fourth, but nothing doing. As this will be pitch number 7 of the AB. And the gusts are increasing. Tom, you're going to make me put on some long sleeves in here? You can make me put on long sleeves? He's got a jacket over there. Jacket. It's just me and the high schooler in here with short sleeves on. And the payoff pitch to Turner swung on and missed. Good movement away from Turner. He struck out twice now, both time to end the innings. Once in the first and now in the fourth. 3 up, 3 down in the bottom of the fourth. We move to the fifth. Tom Ball with the counter punch. They lead it 5-1.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Hey Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Guys, Chris Elliott back with you on GRHSI Radio with the live action 6A baseball LCISD tournament tonight from the campus of George Ranch. They are also playing games at Fulshear High School, Terry High School, Lamar Consolidated, and Foster, as there are 20 teams, I believe, in this tournament. So a pretty big tournament. Pitching change for Coach Kubza. As on comes junior Preston Allen in relief of Cole McMillan, who he had his spots. And the big Oaks triple in the third, and then the big three-run bomb off the bat of Scott Herman were his undoing, as we will close the book on McMillan. That's four innings pitch. He struck out five, walked five, didn't hit a batter.
Leading off,
gave up the five runs. All of them were earned.
Marshall.
And he only rendered four hits. That'll bring in Brandon Marshall, the lefty. Looks at a breaking ball from Allen that misses up. Hashtag question mark. A 1-0 pitch to Marshall. Allen, the junior right-hander. That pitch was outside but called ball one, rather strike one. Get myself in trouble here. Although I think the wind's helping me. He can't hear me. And the 1-1 from Allen. Breaking ball is in there and swung on it out to center off the bat of Marshall. And Wilson went back at first and to his left and ends up running in at a pretty good clip. And that's out number one off the bat of left fielder Brandon Marshall.
Now batting, third baseman Christian McCoy.
That'll bring in third baseman Christian McCoy. He struck out to lead off the second and grounded to a well-placed Zach Turner to end that third inning. And the Allen breaking ball dips low, ball one, first pitch to McCoy. So I was able to get my long sleeves on between innings, so feeling a little bit better now. I'm not, unfortunately, wearing the maroon and black colors. I'm wearing a neutral navy, at least neutral with these two teams. 1-0 misses. And Allen 2-0, breaking ball misses inside. Don't forget, again, join us tomorrow night, folks. It'll be Cougars and Horns again, as this time it's Cinco Ranch. 7 o'clock scheduled first pitch versus the Longhorns from right here on GRHSI Radio. And Allen pours one in there on 3-0 pitch to McCoy. If you're just joining us, George Ranch took out the Sand Crabs from Calhoun, 12-1 the score there. In the 11:30 a.m. morning baseball, Thursday baseball. It's not something you hear very often. As Allen able to get the 3-1 over, filling it to McCoy. Tom Ball followed up that ball game by blanking straight Jesuit 10-0. And the 3-2 is low and kicks away from Byers. And McCoy will take a peek as he rounds first, but nothing doing there. That's a leadoff walk. All right, check that, a one-out walk.
Well, I hope he does good. I'll have to watch the papers or ask Shannon about
it. Allen got the first man he
next
faced
batter
to fly
for
to
the
center.
Cougars, DH,
and
Tanner
then follows up with a walk to McCoy. Five-pitch walk, and that'll bring in designated hitter Tanner Lund. He walked and came around to score on the Herman three-run blast back last inning. Throw over. Diving back is McCoy. And Lund struck out his first time up back in the second.
5-1 your score. We're in the top of the fifth. Modest lead over at first. Good snap to the Allen breaking balls. Cut on and missed. Are we still on a two-hour limit on the nightcap as well? Everybody's got – oh, all of them. Doesn't matter. Two-hour limit. First pitch was 6:56, I beg your pardon. And I was a little tardy getting here, as Tom reminded me. Tapper right out in front of the plate. Byers pounces on it and throws over to first baseman Nathan Hamburg for out number two. Shots fired here in the Tom Tirando Memorial Press Box. Good play by Byers to jump out of there quickly. You get kind of in that no man's land where the pitchers think, should I get it or am I let the catcher get it? Fisher was out there quickly. First pitch swinging is second baseman Cody Ryan. He singled and also came around to score.
Ball High School, number 18, Cody Ryan.
Moving up to second, I failed to mention, is McCoy on the Lund Tapper. It's a 2-3 ground out by Lund. 0-1 the count on Ryan. He's 1-for-1 on the night. Walked, two-out walk in the second. Singled and scored. And he cuts through the 0-1. Good snap to that Allen hook. And he's jumped out in front of Ryan, 0-2. Again, Ryan scoring on the Herman blast. Preston to the belt, takes a peek at second. The 0-2 is going to be short bloop to center, but Wilson's there. Well positioned, got a great jump on it. So they strand a runner on a hit, but Allen gets out of there with a clean score sheet. We've played 4.5 from the ranch. The Bats need to get back into it. It's 5-1 Tomball.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the...
And we move to bottom of fifth. That'll bring in DeSurf leading things off. He squares early and lays off a high first pitch from Zach Guy. That was pitch number 66, so he's in a good spot. And pitch count-wise, 4 innings, 65 pitches. And DeSurf swings at the 1-0 and shoots it straight up in the air, calling it his third baseman McCoy, and he misses it. Three infielders and a catcher right there. I'll give him a little defense. It is a windy night, but DeSurf I get, you got to call that an error, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, E5.
Yeah.
We're going to give that an E4562.
Top batting for George Ranch. Number 22, first baseman Nathan Hamburg.
Yes, sir. Doesn't matter what it looks like. He does the job as leadoff man here in the fifth. And reaches base for first baseman Hamburg as he spits on the first guy offering as well off the plate. Hamburg struck out in his first plate appearance back in the second. And the 1-0 is in there for a strike, catching the inside corner.
Come on.
One and one the count on Hamburg.
Let's go, dude. Do something, man. Let's go.
Horns trail it 5-1. There are two hits on the night, came back in the first, and have not had a safety since then. Throw over to DeSerf, not close. Or rather, a look over to first. DeSerf back to 2-1. Hamburg, he's going to hit that one into right, and it's going to drop. And DeSerf had to hold up because playing shallow was Carney out there. And he kind of flashed his glove like he might be able to squeeze it. And heads up job by DeSerf to go halfway and then scoots over to first. And a good piece of hitting by Hamburg.
Next batter as he for does get the third one, hit of the center night. Center fielder Jacob Wilson.
For Coach Kubza and the Horns offense. And that'll bring in nine hitter center fielder. Troublemaker, or at least other night troublemaker, Jacob Wilson. As they need some traffic here, trailing four late. He squares the bunt, ball kicks away. DeSerf fakes a break. Now he's going to go. Both runners move up. As Herman got there pretty quickly, but didn't maybe have the handle right away. DeSerf, I guess, didn't pick it up right away, but it, nonetheless, both runners move up. They're both in scoring position, and there's nobody out. And we've got a mound visit.
Hello, fans. I'm Fred Dolden from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
I beg your pardon, we're back with you now, as that was an extended mound visit. Again, that's Wilson in there. He's got a 1-0 count in front of him. That's a wild pitch. DeSerf over at third. Hamburg at second. Wilson struck out to end the second, and the 1-0 pitch. Slow breaking ball drifts right in there for a strike. One, two, three follows Wilson as he's in the nine hole, and the one was in the dirt. Herman able to keep it right there. 2-1. This is probably your ball game here, as the Horns can get right back in it here in the bottom of five. Wilson, late swing on a 2-1 breaking ball. Pitch was up, but looked appealing. Count now 2-2. Well, maybe I checked that. It is just the fifth inning, so not too late in the ball game, but second, third, no outs. You definitely want a crooked number up there. And Wilson's going to get plunked in the front leg. And that'll load it for the top of the lineup. And that'll bring in Brandon Kostelnik, the junior right fielder tonight, junior outfielder.
He walked and scored the only Horns run back in the first. Again, we've had already the one mound
batter. Leading off hitter, right fielder, Brandon Kostelnik.
We do not have a visit. Coach Rush is going to leave Guy in there. Kostelnik grounded up the middle and nearly beat out an infield hit. Good play by Oaks. And the first pitch from Guy snaps away from the righty and off the plate. Guy shook his head a little bit in the direction of the home plate umpire. 1-0. Guy quickly back to the wine. Kostelnik hits it to third. That ball's going to be kicked, and everybody's going to be safe. Hit off the glove of McCoy. It's going to be an E5. And coming across with run number two is DeSerf. And again, everybody's safe. Moving up to third is Hamburg. Wilson's now at second.
Now batting for the Longhorns, number five, second baseman Ryan Finnegan.
Speed on the base for the heart of this Longhorn batting order. Finnegan steps in. He laid down a sack punt and moved Kostelnik up in the first. And he tapped one over to first. Good job of getting down the line and made it closer than it should have been on the 3-1 ground out in the third. He looks at a good breaking ball in there for strike one from Guy. Finnegan also hit a home run distance foul ball. Throw to second is late. As Oaks runs in behind Hamburg. I beg your pardon, that's Wilson. And then Oaks faked a throw back to the pitcher. Nothing doing. 0-1 pitch. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Finnegan swung on and fouled. Got a good piece of it. A little bit tardy. Fouled it out of play down the right side. Quickly 0-2 on Finnegan. Menifee would be next. The 0-2 is up. There has not been much room in that strike zone above the belt. As a number of good pitches over the plate, but just a tad up, have been called a ball. And the 1-2 from Guy on the way, swung on and missed. And they do appeal. It was a check swing. It was the fullest check swing I've ever seen. And the home plate umpire didn't call it. Eventually, they appeal out of the second. And that umpire gives them the fist. And that's out number one on a well-timed Guy strikeout of Finnegan. That'll bring in Menifee. He's first pitch swinging, an inside out one through the hole on the left side for an RBI single, plating Kostelnik back in the first. This time he looks at a good Guy breaking ball right through the heart of the plate for strike one. Guy, the 0-1. Moo spits on it, balls away. Hamburg at third, Wilson at second, Dino's at first. Anything out in the gap, and we might be tied here. Menifee steps out. Ball on a strike, one down, sacks full of Horns. Score now 5-2, and that Zach Guy offering stays up. Good job by Menifee to lay off.
Well, they don't have any place to put him. So.
Guy, the 2-1. Misses away, but he gets the call. That pitch looked pretty clearly off the outside corner. It did get down.
This home plate umpire is like the pitches a little bit low, on the low end of the zone, that is. And the 2-2 to move is inside out in the hole again. Wilson around third. They'll wave him, throws cut off, and kicks away. And it's now 5-4. As McCoy, the third baseman, cut the throw and tried to cut off Kostelnik in between second and third, and ball kicked away from McCoy, and we're going to have a pitching change. Horns have already plated three runs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. There's still just one away. Two men on base. We'll take a quick break and sort out the pitching change right here on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Hey Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Back with you here in the fifth. Pitching change is number 28, Jonathan Kirschke. That's Kirschke, K-I-R-S-C-H-K-E. And the right-hand submarine-style pitcher comes in for Coach Rush. As the first man he will face is a right-hander. Now we're at
on
a 5-4 ball game.
Tomball High School, number 28, Jonathan Kirschke.
And two on as moves at first. Kostelnik at second. Horns have now collected hits number 3 and 4 on the inning. There was an error. Off the glove of Christian McCoy. And that was off the bat of Kostelnik, and that was a big play in the inning. Even if he gets an out there, things look different. And perhaps only one of those runs may have scored, depending on where he was able to get that out. Again, the pitcher, Jonathan Kirschke. And when I tell you folks, he's a submarine.
Running at first base for George Ranch, number 21, Brandon Pearson.
And the neighbor is down at first. Next door neighbor, Brandon Pearson, courtesy running.
At the plate for the Longhorns, 23, by Abraham.
That'll bring in Abraham. He singled and was stranded back in the first. That was just the second hit, the only hit, second hit till this inning, where the Horns have doubled their game total. Two more this inning. And the first pitch from Kirschke is low and kicks away, and both runners are going to move up. That's a huge play as the first pitch looked like it had a little two-seam action off the from the right-handed pitcher moving in on the right-handed batter. And Herman unable to squeeze it. And that's going to be a wild pitch. Dino moving up to third. And courtesy runner Pearson now out at second. And the 1-0 rather from Kirschke, low and in again. Both teams winning their games earlier today. And they're both trying to win the nightcap. As the 2-0 is swung on, it went right through the heart of the plate. And Abraham knows he had a pitch to hit there. 2 balls and a strike, infield in, as the middle infielders, their toes are just touching that infield grass.
2-1. Is up. A little bit out. Ball three. Base open here. McMillan is on deck. And a submariner. I'm not sure if you're going to see McMillan here as a lefty. You can see that ball real well. The 3-1 from Kirschke. Swung and fouled right above the visitor dugout.
46.
The ones that scare you, those late line drive foul balls towards the dugout. 3-2. Swung on and missed. As good riding action inside, got under the hands of Abraham. And that's a big strikeout for the Cougars, the Tom Ball. Strikeout number
six. For George Ranch, number 14, Cole McMillan.
Tom Ball pitching staff and Longhorn lineup, no matter how you're looking at it. I beg your pardon, that is strikeout number eight. This guy ended up with seven on the night. And that's Kirschke's first man he faces. That'll bring in McMillan. Tonight's starting pitcher for the Longhorns, allowing those five runs out there. You know he'd love to plate these runs as he inside outs it to short. Oaks backhands it, throws it, the ball's kicked away. One run's already scored, and home comes Pearson. Heads up base running by Brandon Pearson as it's a good throw, and Miller was unable to squeeze it over at first. He did stretch, made a good stretch. And the ball kicked off the top of his glove. Two runs score on the play. That is a huge play in the ball game. As now the Horns lead it 6-5.
At the plate, give that to three. Eight, Zach Turner.
That is an E3, folks. And the Horns have batted around as that'll bring in Turner, the ninth man to bat in the inning. Turner looks to bunt, pulls back, and the ball pitch rather catches the outside corner. 0-1 on shortstop Zach Turner. Struck out both times tonight to end the first and the fourth. And this time inside outs it down the right field line, and that wind is going to push it well foul. As the wind is blowing in and left to right. Now it looks like it's more in than anything. Gusting to 15 miles per hour. And quickly 0-2. These righties that have faced Kirschke, they're leaning in. When they're leaning in, they're tying themselves up. The submariner is throwing the ball from a foot or two above the mound when he's releasing it.
Do they have a classification like
throw over? Not much doing at first with McMillan.
Not yet. I will be in 2 years.
Where do you get all the players from?
And the 0-2 misses out. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Five spot for the Longhorns. They jump back in front. 6-5 your score. Two away. 1-2 pitch is fouled back into the screen. Yeah, Preston Allen came on in the fifth in relief of McMillan. Issued a walk, but otherwise a clean card. And that pitch is behind Turner.
Better get hit.
And some of the faithful, as well as Coach Cubs, have pretty much told him he should have gotten hit with that one. And the 2-2's on the way. Swing! And oh, I thought he missed it. He does get a piece. Staying alive. And the 2-2 just missing away.
I'd say
we got some runners rolling here.
And that'll fill it with two away. Runner be on the move. McMillan's going. Turner up the middle, and that's going to get on and through. McMillan took a big turn and is going to get picked off. As the center fielder did a good job to charge it, McMillan took a big turn before he could get back. That ball was in the shortstop's glove. And nonetheless, on just two hits, the Horns plate five runs in the fifth, and they move in on top 6-5 right here from the ranch. Two innings to go. One-run ball game. Stick with us, folks, right here on GRHSiRadio.com.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at CampLoganCement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Train's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Cougars, number 9, Jack Carney.
And we move to top of 6. And Will Dolan now on the hill as he deals strike one on a good fastball in the inner half. It's Carney in there to lead things off for Coach Rush. And slow breaking ball misses a little bit wide and down. Carney flew to center to end the second, struck out back in the fourth. As he leads things off here in the sixth, another good fastball just missing the inside corner. A little two-seam action. Dolan, the sophomore, 2-1, right through there for a strike. Two and two. Orange took that 1-0 lead. They then gave up five and then got all five of them back in that last inning. And the 2-2 misses low. That'll fill it on Carney. Dolan nibbling a little bit there. Although just getting settled into his first batter. Carney, that wide open stance, righty on righty. And the payoff is flared out to right. Finnegan moved to his left, and he's got a good jump on it. He's going to squeeze it for out number one. Good read by Finnegan as Kostelnik was charging in. It's a much easier play for the second baseman moving to his left there, and that'll flip the lineup. Last time through, Scott Herman hit a bomb. Three-run job. What's up, man? He walked and was stranded back in the first and grounded to third in the third and came up in that fourth and hit one out. Dolan rocks and fires. That slow breaking ball stayed up. Dolan from the stretch kicks and brings the 1-0. And that pitch stayed low. Been a pretty tight zone, at least up and down, if you will, tonight. Mostly lows been called. Dolan, the 2-0 is through there. It's hammered to the first baseman. Hamburg bobbles it a little, no problem. Runs to the bag for two quick outs for Dolan. That'll bring in center fielder Kaysen Handel. He walked and scored back in the third.
Next batter, center fielder Kaysen Handel.
Stranded back in the fourth. He's one for one on the night as he hit a sack fly in the first. And two quick outs with the lead, just what Coach Cubs and the Longhorn faithful are looking for here from Dolan. And comes set. Looked like a slider that moved, stayed up and a little bit out to Handel. Full schedule of baseball this weekend. Two games today, two games tomorrow. As the 1-0 stays low and a little bit out from Dolan. And one more game on Saturday. Tomorrow the Horns start things off versus Dulles at 11:30, and they'll come back for the nightcap against Cinco Ranch. Good slow hook from Will Dolan, and that's in there for strike one.
Go big stick here now.
Infield plays straight away, as does the outfield on Handel. Righty on righty. Fastball moves in. That's now 3-1. Pretty easy pitch to lay off for Handel. Dolan comes set. 3-1. Hammer right at him. Hits off his right leg. Turner's got it. Throws across for the out. And Dolan's gingerly making his way to that third base dugout. Three out, three up, three down, rather. He does his job. We'll take a quick break and come back for the bottom of the sixth. As his whole team comes out to check
don't
on
rub
him.
It, don't
good,
rub
good camaraderie down there. Again, 6-5, middle of the sixth inning, right here from the ranch. The Horns lead it.
This month only at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Hundreds of Hondas have all been marked with our lowest prices. Lease the cutting-edge 2018 Honda Accord Sedan CVT LX, $239 a month. That's only $8 a day. Or the new 2017 Honda Pilot LX two-wheel drive SUV, $299 a month for $10 a day. Both for 36 months. Plus, every used vehicle comes with the Gilman Promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. GilmanHondaFortBend.com. No security deposit, $14.99 due at signing plus TT&L.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients. At Stuart Rhyme's office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before.
Back with you, bottom of six. The Surf will lead things off. He did just that the last inning as he reached on an error and scored run number one of a five-run rally. And he looks at first pitch from Kershke and moves in on the lefty to Surf for ball one. Again, five runs on just two hits. They had a hit batsman and two errors and a wild pitch. That's how you scratch out five runs on just two hits. The 1-0, good pitch from Kersky, catches inside corner. That'll even things on the Surf 1-1. Surf led off the second with a fly out to center. One for two on the night. And he steps back in there, and he awaits a 1-1 pitch from Kersky, and the submariner fires one on the outer half that DeSerf's late on. Barreled it up pretty solid and fouled it up over the Longhorn dugout. DeSerf gets some signals from Coach Kubza and is having a very deliberate at bat. And the 1-2 from Kersky's slow breaking ball, and DeSerf way out in front. Swing and a miss for out number one. That is strikeout number three.
Next batter for George Ranch, number 22, first baseman Nathan Hamburg.
We're bringing Hamburg. Yeah. He singled, well placed line drive to right.
Yeah. Who did you get with the goal?
Got me reminiscing. Came around with run number three for the Horns. And the first pitch from Kersky's right through there. And that, now that gets away. Not sure if Coach Rush has told his team they need to move expeditiously if they hope to bat again tonight. I believe there's a two-hour time limit. And we're within a couple minutes of 2 hours from first pitch right now. Hamburg stands in. He'll look at an 0-1 from Kersky. And that pitch misses. In, I checked that two, and that's your ball game. That is time called. So they just call it right here in the middle of the bottom of the inning with the home team leading, and that'll be a final score 6-5 as the Horns, the home team, they win the nightcap. They go 2-0 today. So a nice day at the office for the Cubs and the Longhorns as they take care of the Crabs in the morning and the Cougars in the evening. 6-5, your final. The five spot in the bottom of the fifth is the difference. We're going to take a quick break and wrap this one up. Again, the Horns win it tonight, 6-5.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com. That's Harrell and Johnson Dentistry.
And back with you from the ranch. As we will wrap this one up, Horns took a 1-0 lead in the first. He had two hits that inning and scored a run. Kostelnik was plated by Menifee. The bats then went cold for the next three innings, no hits, and then the floodgates open in the fifth. They score the five runs to go ahead and the five winning runs ultimately on just two hits. There were three errors by the Cougars that inning, and two wild pitches. And those were huge in the inning. Your final total board, Tomball 5-4-3. The Horns 6-4-0. Preston Allen gets the win. Comes on with the one inning of relief, but he pitched that fifth inning, and he'll go home with the W as he just walks a man, and otherwise a clean inning. Dolan, three up, three down, would end up being the save for Dolan as he took one off the knee. I'm pretty sure he's all right. I thought I saw him moving around quickly. So that will do it. The big hitting star, Menifee, had two hits, drove in three. And just four hits for the Horns tonight, but it was just enough as they win it 6-5. So for Mickey Fisher, Tom Tarando, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew, we bid you a good night from the ranch. Again, the Horns go 2-0 today in the LCISD tournament. And check back with us tomorrow night, 6:45, pregame show against Cinco Ranch. That'll be also game two / game four of the day here from the ranch. Game two for the Horns and game four overall. Again, it's Chris Elliott for GRHS iRadio. Good night, everybody, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.